hidden pieces of clothing often required as much skill to make and could be even more complex. For our next item, turn around and head to the central case to find the whalebone corset. 5. Staymaker. Corset. Stays like these were incredibly difficult to sew. They were made by trained staymakers, or corset makers as we would call them today. In the 1700s, staymaking used different skills to tailoring, and so staymakers would have trained separately. Corsets, or stays, were made to fit closely to the body, hugging and accentuating every curve in the style of the time. Because of this, staymakers needed to have a good knowledge of anatomy so that they could make pieces that would fit their customers perfectly. Staymakers needed to design, cut and shape the fabric, as well as cut and shape the whalebone, or baleen, to ensure that it accentuated the body in the latest fashion. And, as fashions and the concept of the ideal figure changed, so did stays. This meant that staymakers also had a role to play in actually shaping those bodily ideals. Their designs could subtly influence people's perceptions of the ideal figure, which made them important influences in early modern society. For most of the 1700s, the majority of staymakers were male. This is probably at least partly because the strength needed to sew the stays was thought to make the work more suitable to men. Between each piece of whalebone was a row of stitching. Pushing the needle through the hard fabric would have been very tough work, and so men were considered to be the obvious choice. However, by the end of the 1700s, more women were beginning careers as staymakers, showing that it was not destined to be an exclusively male field. These stays were made in the 1780s, at the time when women were beginning to work more commonly as staymakers. Although we don't know who the maker was, we like to think that it was created by one of the early female specialists.